Sometimes I have to search for examples, illustrations, insights, for ways to connect the scripture text upon which we're focusing, to connect it to everyday life. And sometimes it's right there leaping out at me. As I begin to reflect on these words of Jesus, especially if you want to become my followers, let them deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. Images came to mind of people in Florida in the aftermath of Hurricane Idalia, people in boats or wading in waist-deep floodwaters, helping neighbors and strangers escape from flooded homes, helping carry rescued belongings and pets. I begin to think of the first responders risking their lives by serving in the midst of the storm, of the electrical linemen traveling great distances, often in the driving rain, ready to start restoring power as soon as the storm ends. So many people giving of themselves, as we always see in every storm like this, people giving of their energy, their dedication, giving of their lives for the sake of people they may or may not even know, giving of their lives for their neighbor, risking lives for the sake of neighbor. To me, this is a clear example of what Jesus meant when he said, "Take up your cross and follow me." We know sometimes people use this phrase from Jesus to mean something very different. Sometimes people use it to mean to bear the unchosen burdens of life. In other words, to play the game of life with the hand you're giving. But I don't think that's what Jesus meant. He didn't mean put up with the problems that you have, that you did not choose. No. I don't think Jesus, who's saying these words to the disciples in connection with explaining the path he is on, the path of disrupting the status quo, the path of challenging the world's power structures, the path of proclaiming that people need to change the way they treat each other, I don't think Jesus, who is saying these words in connection with explaining the path he is on, which is going to lead to his death, is saying, "Oh, just deal with life." He's talking about making a choice. I want you to choose to follow me as I am following God. Follow me into loving others, serving others, giving of yourselves to others without regard to cost, and God will rejoice. God will reward you in that you will experience God's kingdom, God's reign, God's love. When Jesus says, "Take up your cross," I think he means give of yourselves for others, and in doing so, you will experience the kingdom love that he came to share. You've probably seen people who've done this, who've given of themselves in crisis situations. If you haven't seen any in this recent hurricane, perhaps in the aftermath of the wildfires in Hawaii or other times after a school shooting or another act of violence, the examples are countless of people in the midst of such a tragedy or crisis stepping out, giving of themselves, serving others, and in doing so, finding true life, finding God's kingdom, finding love. Now, they might not express it that way when they're interviewed, when they're put in front of microphones or cameras, or stories are written about them in the news. They might say something like, "This is just what you have to do. When people need help, you just have to help." Or they might say, I just do what I would want somebody to do for me if I were in that situation. They might not express it the same way Jesus did, but I think they mean the same thing. They might not be saying, well, you know you have to take up your cross. You know you have to love your neighbor. But what they say in their expressing that at the deepest level, when all the non-essentials are stripped away, the race, the fight for power, money, possessions, influence, control, in their expressing that in the midst of crisis, at the deepest level, when everything else is stripped away, that life is only meaningful if people take care of one another when they need help, I think they're saying the same thing Jesus is saying. Take up your cross, follow me, serve others. That's where you find life. For what will it profit you to gain the world but forfeit your life, he said. What good is it to have all the things, all the wealth in the world, and miss out on true life? When people do the back-breaking or heart-wrenching work of helping others, whether it's rescuing people from flooded homes, helping build shelters for those who need a home, handing out food to those who can't make ends meet to feed their children, providing medical care to those who don't have insurance or Medicare or Medicaid, or visiting the infirmed in long-term care facilities who have no family to visit, or providing a listening ear to someone who's been rejected, cast out by the world, maybe even by their own families. When people do the gut-wrenching, spirit-breaking work of helping others when they are desperate, helping people who are broken, who are in need of human connection and compassion and love. When people do that work, they often find, if not during it, then afterwards, a sense of peace, which they carry with them. Not because they were able to meet all the needs or solve all the problems or heal all the wounds. Not because the people they served were completely freed from despair. No, but simply because they know within themselves that that time of serving others, pouring out self, was life transforming. Not only for those they served, but for themselves. Friends in Christ, this is the good news. Following Jesus is truth. Following Jesus is transformative. So often I think we limit in our minds, we make far too small what it means to be a follower of Jesus, what it means to believe in Jesus, to have faith. So often we limit following Jesus to believing the right ideas about God, or we imagine the gift of new life as primarily about a ticket to heaven. But the good news of Jesus is more. It's about following him, following his path, and in doing so, finding that life is changed. Life is transformed here and now. Not by bringing us riches or power or success. Not by guaranteeing any worldly reward. But by bringing us into the presence of God, of God's power, of God's love. Filling us with joy as we share that presence, that love with others. This is good news. This is God's gift, a transformation of life, of purpose, of love with grace, now and forever. Now be assured, this does not only happen in heroic things. Please do not hear me saying that unless you're doing something dramatic, you're not taking up your cross and not following Jesus. Not at all. Those examples just leapt to mind because of the hurricane that just crossed over the southeast. We're surrounded with opportunities, invitations to take up the cross, to share the presence of God's life, God's grace, God's love, to follow Christ into our deepest purpose, into true life, abundant life. We're surrounded with opportunities, not just dramatic and heroic ones, but everyday opportunities. I can think of so many examples. A member of our congregation who gave another a ride to the doctor's office on short notice. An individual who loaned a car to someone because they were having car trouble. Members who pick others up and bring them to church week after week or to Wednesday nights together. Members who bring food in week again and again. And members who carry all those food items that others bring week after week to the pantries. People who volunteer their time across the community. People who do more than what's required at work just to let a coworker who's overwhelmed know that someone cares. People buying barbecue butts for Labor Day from Help of Beaufort, even if they don't really need it, just because they want to help pay for other people to have food. Teachers spending money out of their own pockets, money they can't afford to spare because of their own tight finances, but they have to purchase those things for students who don't have what they need to succeed because they want them to succeed. And I know if I asked you, you could come up with so many more examples that you've witnessed or experienced. The evidence is all around us. The truth is all around us. The good news of God in Jesus' call to take up the cross, to give of ourselves for the sake of the neighbor, for the sake of the world, is all around us. The good news of God in the transformative power of God's grace at work in us, with us, under us, through us, between us. It's all around us. The good news of God, of God's love, is with us and is in us and is working for the world through us. That's good news indeed. Thanks be to God. Amen.